Hi, I'm Kaylin.
I'm Stefan, and I go by he, him.
Okay, and I go by she, her. So I would like to ask you about transgender people in the media. How do you feel that transgender people are portrayed, if at all, in the media?
Usually the transgender folks that are portrayed in the media, with the exception of radio, because I've heard some pretty good things on shows, including In This Life. But more often than not, what I find on the internet or in newspapers is they talk about the not, what I'd call, I don't know, maybe abnormal isn't the best word to use, but a situation that isn't what we normally think of. Example would be a female to male transgender person who is pregnant. I don't have an issue with that being the situation. Everybody's entitled to make their choice, give birth, and so on. The issue I have is that that is the first thing the media chooses. Why is the media not choosing a successful lawyer or doctor who's a, say, male to female or a female to male? What about a religious person? You know, maybe somebody who's moving along in the Episcopal Church and doing a great job in ministry, that's, say, a female to male or a male to female. So I guess that's where I sit with that one.
Yeah, definitely. That's very interesting. And how do you think that your, who you are and your decision to transition and your identity play along with your religion and your experience in the church and with being in training to be a Franciscan brother?
Originally, I wouldn't transition because I felt religiously that was wrong. But as I began to transition in my 30s, because I couldn't live without doing that, I came to understand that by transitioning, I was actually doing the right thing. I was actually becoming a contributing member of society. I was living more into who I was intended to be as a human being and as a, in the spiritual sense. Prior to transition, I couldn't manage to do many of the things I do now, especially socially. I had wanted to become a religious when I was younger, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't articulate why at the time, because I buried the portion of myself that was transgendered. But once I got over the hump and moved through a lot of the physiology of transition, I started to realize that I wanted to be back in church and that I was called to do and think about other things. So, I mean, doors just opened. It's like, oh, I like to cook. I like to shop. It's okay that I'm a homemaker. I'm called to explore my spirituality again. And so that's sort of the beginning of that. And I've spent the last 10 years at All Pilgrims Christian Church, which is a blend of the Disciples of Christ and the United Church of Christ. I spent my time there trying to be of service, spare hands, as providing spiritual care, companionship, that sort of thing, not as a counselor, but just as a person in the parish. And in the process of doing that, I felt called to re-explore religious life, which is how I decided to start moving towards becoming an ecumenical Franciscan brother. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, definitely. How do you feel like you relate to God before you transitioned and now after? Do you see any change in your relationship?
A huge change. There's more of me available and present to engage spiritually. I think my conversations with God now are more oriented towards what can be and what I can do, whereas before the majority of my conversations were a plea for how to survive, if they even occurred at all. When I was young, I prayed quite a bit, but as I got older, I moved away from that, and I moved away from church. If I wasn't accepted at church, well, I guess I don't need to have that much in the way of a conversation with God. He knows I'm here, and maybe on a deep level I was thinking, well, you're not doing anything for me, so what do I need to do for you? Obviously, I don't feel that way now. Relationship of that kind doesn't work that way, but I guess we all start somewhere, right?
Yeah. Do you still feel a sense of reliance on God, even though, in a way, when you were praying those prayers, God, how do I survive, before transitioning, and now you've transitioned, so you've kind of found more peace with that. Do you still feel the same kind of reliance on God, or do you feel a little bit of a different relationship?
I would say I'm 10 times more reliant than I was before, if you could even quantify such a thing, which you can't. I'm much more reliant on God now. I'm also much more thankful in general. I'm alive. I'm me. I'm not half of me or some false me. I'm actually who I'm supposed to be.
Do you feel like God answered your prayers by giving you the option to transition, or just through that process? Do you feel like that was an answer to prayer?
I think God doesn't, in my way of thinking and feeling, God doesn't really hand you something like that. But I think God gave me the stability and the peace to find my way through the crisis and find my way to where I'm sitting now, which is a place of not being in crisis.
Wow, that's really cool. And how did your family relate to you and when you told them that you were transitioning?
Well, actually, my family wasn't the nicest of families. If we were to sit in a social worker's office, you could pretty much check all the boxes, to say it politely. I was fortunate in that before my father passed away, he said to me, you know, sorry if I gave you such a hard time, because at that point he knew. And I just said, don't worry about it, we're friends. So I made amends that way with the one remaining parent. My grandmother, on the other hand, had no issue with it. It was almost like, yeah, I knew something was different. My half-sister appears not to have an issue with it. It's not something we discuss. It is. And my friends are probably the greatest positive thing, because virtually all of my friends looked at me and went, oh, we knew something was wrong, but we didn't know what or how to articulate it. We're glad that you figured it out. It makes sense to us. Now you make sense. So hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.